So now you've discovered how to actually access the states in the first place. The next question is, how do you intensify people's responses in order to create the kind of states that are actually really worth setting a trigger to? Remember that the key to setting emotional triggers is that have a pure, clear state and that the state is as strong or as intense as possible. That way, your trigger will actually set more quickly. The rule of thumb is the more powerful the state is, the more easily you'll get to trigger it and re-trigger it later on again. It's also a useful thing to have powerful states because powerful states lead to powerful behaviors or powerful responses. So your ability to really intensify people's responses is going to be one of the key things that you'll be learning on this particular home study program. Now, there are essentially four different techniques that you can use, together or separately, in order to intensify people's responses. Now, before we get into those four techniques, I want to make sure that you have your basics still down, which is the first thing you need to realize is that some people, and in fact some states, will be easier to get into and easier to augment than others. Why is this? Well, some people have got a very narrow range of awareness or range in which they allow their emotions to escape them, if you like. And to get those people into those states will require that much more effort because their neurology hasn't been used properly in a long, long time. So sometimes it just requires that they get warmed up a little. Other times, it requires a little bit of practice over periods of time to get increasingly better and stronger states. Now, make sure when you're doing this that you have people's attention completely locked in. The more you have a focus of attention, the more you can separate their attention from all the other things, the trivia of everyday life, the more clearly they will access the state, and the more simply your trigger will be set. Now, with that in mind, let's turn to the first technique for intensifying responses. The first technique is actually pretty direct. And let's just use your language in order to directly suggest an intensifying of the emotion. Remember, when using your language, to include all the principles you've been learning on this home study program. So you'll include the idea of piggybacking suggestion, compounding effect. You can include the hot words that you'll be learning on CD5. You'll be using the personal trance words you discovered on this very CD here. All this will come together to give some very forward, straightforward, direct suggestions to intensify this feeling. So how would that sound? You can say things like, "Now take that feeling and make it stronger and stronger still." That's a very direct way of putting it. You can also say, "The more you pay attention to this feeling, the more it'll begin to grow all by itself." Now notice we're beginning to get a little bit more covert, a little bit more indirect. Because all we're suggesting is that the more they pay attention to the feeling, the more it'll grow by itself. Now, we're not telling them to have this experience, and yet they're still going to have that experience because of the form of the suggestions you've taken. In fact, when you consider the linguistic bridges we covered all the way back on CD3, you'll have an almost infinite variety of ways in which you can directly suggest that a particular feeling, emotion, or state become intensified. How do I mean this? Well, simply take your linguistic bridges and use that to piggyback suggestions for intensifying the emotion onto any other experience they're having. In other words, their awareness, the way they're thinking, where they were focusing, anything like that. So you might say something like, "Now, as you pay attention to that feeling, you'll notice it beginning to grow. And the more you notice it growing, the more powerful it becomes." Now, you don't have to pay attention for the feeling to grow right now, because feelings like these have a habit of growing all by themselves. So hopefully from that you will realize how simple it really is to suggest that the emotions will intensify. You can do it very directly, go ahead and make those feelings stronger, or you can do it a little bit more indirect, a little bit more smoothly, as in the example I just gave you.